Croatians are celebrating and England is in mourning after a closely fought World Cup semi-final this morning in Russia. Croatia came from behind to beat the Three Lions 2-1 in extra time. Our reporter Thomas Ariti watched the match with ecstatic Croatian fans at the King Tomislav Croatian Club at Edenza Park in Sydney's west. He filed this report.
Well, the sun's just rising here in Sydney's west. I'm at the King Tom Croatian Club at Edenza Park, and there are still hundreds of people here. They're spilling out into the car park. It's a sea of red, white and blue celebrating this historic moment, Croatia making it into the World Cup Grand Final. I spoke to a number of passionate fans here to see how they were feeling.
They were on top, mate. The shots on goal prove it, 8-2. Mate, we dominated.
Were you worried at the start when England scored in the first 5 minutes?
Fifth minute, I was worried, but you know what? I knew we just needed a goal and we're going to get through.
Words can't describe. First time that Croatia's ever gotten to a grand finals of the World Cup. The best we've ever done is number 3 in 98, so they've exceeded our expectations. Our hearts are bursting with joy.
But the mood was sombre until a goal in the 68th minute to equalise with England. After another goal in overtime, Croatia claimed victory, and hundreds of Croatian Australians, draped in red, white and blue, were ecstatic. The King Tom Club at Edenza Park calls itself the home of Sydney United, a club that made headlines more than a decade ago over fan violence. But today was a family affair. Roy Estefan is the club's general manager.
It's extraordinary, you know, the team's gone the whole way, and seeing a turnout like this, it really shows how close the community is, so it's quite an experience.
How important is football to Croatian Australians in this community?
Look, it's a fundamental part of the community. You look around, you look at the club itself, you look at the people and the importance it is. Look, it's a foundation for the culture. A lot of the things around this area have been based around football as well. And look at it, it's brought the whole community together from all areas.
It was a different mood entirely amongst fans of the English side.
It's so unfair, it shouldn't happen. Rubbish. Gutted.
It's really depressing.
You know what, I feel proud that our team got to the semi-finals and no one gave them a chance to get in there, and they put a perfect performance up. You know what? 50-50, we lost.
Unsurprisingly, not feeling too great, but we completely outshone what we expected to do. We've exceeded expectations. Look what this has happened. The country's come together period where we are not together at all. Football's the only thing that means bringing this country together. Politics are gone. We've got hot weather and England made a semi-final.
But it's not their last match. They'll now face Belgium to compete for third place. And as for Croatia, there's a tough match ahead against France. But fans in Sydney's west aren't concerned.
I think we'll do it. I think we'll pay him back. We'll pay him back for 98, mate. We're going to pay him back.
They're ready to knock out France like they did us in 98, so we're ready to redeem.
Fans of the Croatian football team there talking to our reporter Thomas Ariti at Edenza Park in Sydney's west.